Last week, the Thorold Community Activities Group, TCAG, received some bad news. They won't be able to move into the James White Arena after all. Still, the group is staying positive and exploring different avenues to expand their programming. "We were disappointed, but we are looking at a couple of different options," says Executive Director Megan Gilchrist. As Thorold Today reported, a negative building inspection has forced the city to permanently close the decommissioned James White Arena. "It was obviously a blow that the report came back negative," Gilchrist tells Thorold Today. "We have a really good working relationship with St. John's Church, and we're hoping that by moving some of our adult classes over there, it will free up some gym space over here." The group hopes to work with the city to come up with a long-term solution. "My understanding from City Council was that there is a directive to try and work with the various groups to find alternate space," says Gilchrist. "We haven't heard from the city yet, but we're hoping that those discussions happen shortly, just to find out what might be possible. We have also applied for a few grants so in 2025 that will help us if we do have an increased burden in terms of cost of rental facilities." Things at the community group are otherwise chugging along. On Saturday, a brand new mural, designed by graphic designer Tina Schmidt, was unveiled at the Nick Bishano Center on Richmond Street. "We wanted something that was a little bit more colorful and that would draw the eye from the road," Gilchrist says. "We wanted something that was vibrant and represented physical activity in the community and all those sorts of things." The project was sponsored by the Kiwanis Club of St. Catharines. "The amount that they gave us also helped pay for the community garden sign out back of the building as well," says Gilchrist. "So we're very appreciative." During a ribbon-cutting ceremony on Saturday, Gilchrist gave a speech in which she highlighted the spirit of collaboration. "Today is a celebration of collaboration, community, and the arts," she said. "We hope that this mural will be a symbol of our collective spirit and commitment to making Thorold an even better place to play, engage, and be inspired." The group also recently launched their annual Giving Tuesday fundraising campaign, which runs until after Black Friday. "Most charities are struggling because costs have gone up so much in the past year or so," Gilchrist says. "Even if it's $5 a month, it's still stable funding that is really helpful in the long term." The message seems loud and clear. The TCAG knows how to pivot and move things along. "It happens and we just sort of roll with it and go to plan B, C, or D," says Gilchrist.